3. Carolyn and Paul chat about her recent adoption of a dog called Minty, who needed rescuing after the death of his owner.
Well, hello. Here I am in Carolyn's house. This is rather strange. It's one of the chat around leaders talking to
another one
of the chat around leaders. So that's great. So, Carolyn, tell me, you've got a little dog here. Tell me about this little dog.
I adopted Minty. He's a 12-year-old collie cross. They don't know what the cross is, so let's say it's Heinz 57.
Off on the way there.
Yeah, yeah, a bit of Muttley, but predominantly collie.
And how long have you had him?
I brought him home on the 23rd of December, two days before Christmas.
Right, gosh. And how's it been so far?
Well, the first week, I don't think I slept.
I didn't sleep.
Right. I was too focused on him. And to be honest, I don't think I'd bring a dog home immediately before Christmas because the support structure is a bit hit and miss with staff off at the Dog's Trust. He's from the Dog's Trust in Staterton.
Right.
And for the first week, we had difficulty with him eating. And what was more worrying, drinking water. And 4 days in, we bundled into my car and we were off to the other side of town to the night vet to get an electrolyte, chicken flavour electrolyte solution, which they said he hadn't drunk anything for 24 hours at that point.
Okay.
So, I was aware of the 3-3-3 rule.
Right.
3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months settling.
Right.
And a loss of appetite and perhaps drinking was one of the symptoms of that.
Mm. So he's 12 years old. So he'd previously been owned by...
By one gentleman, and he had a canine companion he lived with.
Right.
And very sadly, they both died within 48 hours of one another.
Gosh.
But the gentleman had made arrangements.
With the Dog's Trust.
With the Dog's Trust, should this happen.
Right.
And actually that really touched. I was really touched by his story.
Right.
As well as seeing... he's got a lovely, peaceful face. I know you haven't probably had the benefit of that, but very vocal
Carolyn,
welcome.
Just because when I arrived, Minty decided to greet me with a lot of barking doesn't mean to say that he hasn't got a lovely face.
Okay, he has a lovely, peaceful face, which appealed.
Mm.
And he's my first dog. So,
So, first dog, 12-year-old,
yes.
2 days before Christmas.
Yes.
You know how to punish yourself.
Yes, I discovered, very much.
Did you have a lot of people on his Christmas big?
No, in fact, that's one of the reasons they let him come home, because if people do have a very busy Christmas period, they say, no, don't bring a dog who's already stressed.
Yes.
From being in kennels for a while. Don't bring him into a busy period.
Yeah.
And I could have gone and stayed with a friend on their sofa in Gloucestershire, but I adopted to bring home Minty.
Right.
For a very, very, very quiet, lovely Christmas, actually. Very quiet, just together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and when you first had him, you said that actually he was relatively quiet. I'm tempting fate here, but...
he was. And when I met him several times at the Dog's Trust, there was just one gentle huff when he wanted to go out and not hang about with me, really. But yes, he was completely silent.
Okay, but something seems to have... As the weeks... How many weeks are we now?
We're 3 days away from the 3 week.
Okay.
And yes, I can see distinct changes in the first week.
Right.
In fact, I think they said the 3 days he decompresses, that's their term, from being in kennels. It took him 4 or 5 days, I would say.
Right.
And then he would stretch out and breathe a sigh of relief, and I saw him really sleep deeply.
Okay.
Prior to that, you had very light sleep and one eye open.
And you didn't sleep either?
I didn't sleep for the first week.
So this experience is quite a brave step to have taken, isn't it? I mean,
brave or foolish?
No, brave. I applaud it. I've had four rescue dogs in my life, and they can be such a rewarding experience.
Yes.
But I have to confess, my wife and I were the ones that looked after our four dogs. And now that I'm on my own, I'm not sure I'd be quite so brave.
Well, I generally in life, I don't think you realise the full implications of what you're doing until you're right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would include adopting Minty in that.
Right.
But that's not a reason not to try, is it?
So dogs, a bit like humans, actually quite like routines.
Yes.
So what routine have either you established or has Minty established?
Minty is establishing a routine for me now.
All right.
I never saw dawn unless it was for a plane or a train. And Minty will be washing at 4 a.m.
Right, washing himself.
Washing himself.
Right.
And I will override that, but I can't override it beyond 7:15. And then I get a very huffy bark and, right, we're off.
Off for a walk.
Yes.
Okay.
And the most lovely thing is that there was no excitement in his face when he arrived, or no racing around with glee.
Right. Clearly, the experience of losing his owner and companion and so on had taken its toll.
I'm absolutely certain he is grieving for that. That loss, I can. It was very prevalent when he came. He was very low and depressed, and he still takes himself off for that time.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he's still in mourning.
But he's obviously becoming more accepting of you.
Yes, most definitely, and that's only happened in the last week.
Okay.
He's becoming more affectionate.
Right.
And he was very standoffish, and he would give very mixed messages. You know, the ears back and very tight body.
Wagging of tail has been apparent this morning. I've seen that.
Yes, we see more wagging tails, and sometimes it can be wagging and barking and not quite sure.
Well, that's okay.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah. I think any sign of emotion and life.
Yes.
It's a good thing. So you take him how many walks a day?
Three.
That's
he would go
good
on
for
four. It is, yes. Mm. And actually, I thank Minty for introducing me to the dawn light.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Right.
I don't,
so it might be cold at the moment, though.
Yes,
isn't
it is. We've had from freezing. He slid on the ice at one point.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's well covered, so he's...
Yes, he's got a beautiful, thick, shaggy black and white coat. And his carers in the Dogs Trust, who did a wonderful job...
Right.
..the resources they have,
mm-hmm.
They said he looked like... They thought he looked like a cow because his coat is black and...
Yes, okay.
..white
so he's,
patches. So
right, okay.
I don't see him like that.
No,
I don't
suppose Minty will see
him
like that either.
No.
But never mind. Okay, so do you think... I'm slightly worried that he might be dominating your life at the moment.
He's very... Yes, I'm aware of that. But I want to devote a certain length of time to help him settle.
Good, good.
I know there's a school of thought, and I have a friend who said, you set the boundaries, this is dinner, if he doesn't eat dinner, then that's it. He's been through an awful, awful, awful time.
Yes, I applaud the sympathy you're showing. Most of us would certainly suggest that if you're training a dog, you have to train the adult first. or the human being.
Yes, I fully accept. I fully accept that this adult needs some training.
Yeah, but even so, I think I mean, at the moment, in the short experience I've had with him, he clearly is affectionate to you.
Yes,
you are very affectionate to him.
I am.
He's responding really well to that, and that's a very big plus. Mm. I mean, he's potentially an 80-year-old man, really.
Yes.
And we know what 80-year-old men can be like. Slightly grumpy.
He can be grumpy.
And very set in their ways.
Yes.
And so on. But actually, he's obviously very comfortable in your presence, which is great.
Yes.
And you're giving him that extra lease of life. Let's hope that that can carry on for a number of years with you.
Yes. Yeah. I certainly hope so. I did think... I thought long and hard about taking on an elderly dog because I was aware that, you know, there's heartbreak down the line relatively soon. But I was really heartened by what you said when you saw him and your experience of dogs.
Yeah.
And but talking about grumpy old men, the bios that the trusts write are wonderful.
Okay.
And they described him as a kind, polite gentleman. And right. I thought, oh, I'd love to take a kind, polite gentleman.
Right. Well, I'm very pleased to hear that he's a kind, polite gentleman. I'm disappointed he hasn't decided to bark, actually, at the moment. But having said all that, I applaud what you're doing.
Thank you.
I think it's a great thing to do. I think Minty probably thinks it's a great thing to do as well. So, well done you, and... thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you. And I'll just say, I think I'm the lucky one too.
Good. Excellent. Okay. Bye-bye now.